Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Let's just go through Farshidur Dinim, just a couple of Dinim of Kachay Akum from yesterday. I feel again, I see Kirtzufoy Shel Rabbeinu.
You didn't do the Briska Rava, Moshe Nissen. Hello?
Yeah.
No, you didn't do the Briska Rava. There's a fundamental difference.
Oh, okay, I'm about
to. Are you going to do that?
I'm about to do it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So I have two pirtzufin. I have the Rav, who's staring down, and I see his visage.
Baruch Hashem, he came home. He came home yesterday, Rebbe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rebbe came home.
Oh, so we're getting closer to when I'm free. Okay, good.
No, not really. We enjoyed this.
You should have a refuah shleima, really. But Baruch David, of course, is being my major, major stuff. We have to talk about it. We have to say the Brisker Rav, but I'll bring it out like this.
Okay, I'm putting myself on.
Few ways to... It's fine. There are a few ways to really say the Brisker Rav. I'll say it like this. So we have the Kachay Akum, right? We have the Mishnah, Machlekes Tanoim. Tanakamu holds that the Kachay of the Kachavim, there's no Pigol, Noiser, Tomei, no Shultei Chutz, that's Rav Shimon's opinion. And then Rabbi Yossi says, no, they're Chayim. So... This is Machlekes Tanoim, exactly what dinim the kachim of a goy have. And you could say the pashup shot in the beer is like Rabbi Yitzchak, you said yesterday that everyone agrees that fundamentally kachim of a goy are like kachim of a Yisrael. The question is, does it have pigol? Does it have noiser? Does it have tamei? Does it have shchitas chutz? And we have different miyutim. Specifically, does it have the dinim? But fundamentally, Rav Shimon would hold like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says Lashem, which Pashup Shat means that the carbon of a guy is just as designated to God as it is for a carbon as a carbon Yisrael. Just the same kedusha, it's the same kedusha, and it's just as holy and everything. Rav Shimon just holds there are certain things, you have new things, Erech HaKosovs, that you don't have these dinim. You could have learned like that, nice Pashut, and gone on in life, and everything would have been great. But unfortunately, we have a Baruch David in Chabura, and therefore he had to raise a point. Listen to a Rambam. Rambam says in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Hei, Halacha Tezvav. So the source in the Gemara brings different sources for the din of the Reb Shimon, Shimon's Miyutim, that Kachay Akum are excluded from certain things. And the Gemara brings the Alfusa for Me'ila from Chet Chet Mitruma. That's the first one, right? That's the it's one of the first ones. It's the first one explained, really. Like Nanim v'Loy Mayalim from the Brisa. The first one that we bring, the first Me'ila is by Me'ila. We learn out Chet Chet Mitruma, that just like Truma, there's no din of a guy, Truma for a guy, so too there's no din of Me'ila by the Kachim of a guy. And the Machlekes of the source of the lav for Me'ila notwithstanding, three way Machlekes, Taisus here, and the Rambam, and the Ravid. But the Gemara brings that as its first source, that Kachim of a Goy don't have Me'ila. And it's learned out Chet Chet Mitruma. So that's the source. The Rambam in Parakei, Nilchas Me'ila, Halacha Tesvav, says like this. He says, Kachay Akum, im Levedek Habayis Ekdishu, Ma'ilim Bohenim. The kachim of a goy, if they were consecrated for bedek habayis, then the rule is there's me'ilah. Like we said, this is the Gemara. Gemara says this because it has to be dumi to truma, really. Bim kachim ez rabat mizbeach hein, ein bohem me'ilah minat toira. But kachim mizbeach, there's no me'ilah midiaraisa. We know, of course, with the rabban on yinavinana, but midiaraisa, there's no me'ilah minat toira. What's the source of the Rambam? Shenemar, bekarbonois. It says by Karbonis, what does it say? Daber Obnei Yisrael, right? That's what it says. Daber Obnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, not Goyim. Oh, very good. And he says, I've lost the Lohanis Mohem and Divrei Seifim. But he says, there still is an Yisrael Hanoh, and the Drabonis still is an Yisrael Hanoh, like we said in the Gemara. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says there's a difference between Kachay Bedek Abayis and Kachay Mizbeach when it comes to the Kachim of a Goy. What's the pshat? Because we learn out from Truma. Truma is only Kedusha Sagov, and there there's no din of a goy. So by Karchim also, it's only by Kedusha Sagov that there's no din of Me'il of Karchim of a goy. When it comes to Melech Habayis, it's not a Kedusha's Dom. If there you would have a din Me'ilu. So the Rambam in the beginning would be referring to the source of Chet Chet Mitruma if he's coming to say this difference in din. Yet how does he say the source for Me'ilu, there's no Me'ilu by Karchim of a goy, from Dabra El Bnei Yisrael? So first, really, he's Slicer himself. Secondly, it's not like the Gemara. It's the Kash and the Rambam. So, if you learn up the Pshat, as Briskarov says this, he has a few riots, but I'm bringing it out from this Rambam, which he explains, that, like we said, you could have learned that everyone agrees that the Karchim of a goy has the same status as Karchi Yisrael, it's the same Kedusha, it's the same consecration, Karchi Hashem, except there's Machlaikis, if you have these Zeres HaKosos or not, fine. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam says, after all is said and done, we have a myriad of pigol and noiser and tameh. All of it boils down to the fact that it's not Bnei Yisrael. It's Kotche Akum. Kotche Akum are a separate category. We do discriminate. You have Kotchem of Yisrael, and then yes, we do have an inclusion. Goyim are also Shavachul Kol HaUmim. Right? Goyim also could bring the Noidrim Nadarim and Nadavis Ki Yisrael. But after we have that parsha, it's still different. And therefore, when we have a Miyad Ein Hanami, the source is from Chet Chet Mitruma, but that's a Giloi. It's a Giloi that the din of the Kotche Akum, which says only Bnei Yisrael have the full dinim of Karbonis, only a Bnei Yisrael, but not Goyim, the Kotche Akum, the new category of Kotche Akum, don't have the din of have Me'ila. It all boils down to the fact that they're not Bnei Yisrael. And the question is, what dinim do Kotche Akum have now that they're in a separate category? So Me'ila is Megala, that Chet Chet Mitruma is Megala, that it doesn't have the din of Me'ila like the Kotche Yisrael. And then we have Noiser and Pigel and Tummy, but it really all boils down, that's what the Rambam's emphasizing here, it all boils down to the fact that it's Daber Bnei Yisrael and not Akum. I don't know. I didn't see anyone say anything. Maybe the Sifri says something. Yeah, this is the Rambam. Source is like relative. Is it a source or it's more like a... That's the underlying. It's the underlying lumbus. Is that the source of it? It's not really the source, but it's the pshat. I don't know how you say that. So that's did I say do justice or rough love it? I think that's a biskuro. Okay, he brings other rayas.
Absolutely, yashikayach.
He brings other rayas, of course. So that's one. So that really is I think a very integral part of the sugya of Kotche Akum. One other piece, there are two other things here that really the Olam brought up yesterday. If you look, we say ish ish, right? It's Gemara Tmura, the Bezim at Bez, and it's also Gemara Kulin. The Rabbi says, "I've the Chavim Shnoidim Nedarim Nedavis Ki Yisrael." Now we have as one of the inclusions is Nedarim. Nedarim. So now, what happens? What do we know? There's a difference between a neder and a nedava. I think you were saying this. A neder is harei alai, and a nedava is harei zu. What's the difference between harei alai and harei zu? Achrayas, achiv achrayas. So the question is, a guy maybe, we're not even sure, but maybe has a din of, for sure the only chiyuvim that a guy has is the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So how could he have an obligation to be mekayim his neder? It's not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. This is the central problem that is dealt with. Kiva Eger really asked this. Taisus and Avodah Zarah. Taisus and Avodah Zarah daf hei. I'm quoting the Sefer Avodah Brura, by the way, in Avodah Zarah. Everyone know Avodah Brura? It's a big Sefer on, it's a shtickle cheating Sefer, but I don't mean that lignai. I mean that was the Shvach. Very, very thorough Sefer. You know the Sefer, right? About David.
Yeah, Yitzchak Mitnick puts it out. But, and if you want to get onto his mailing list, I can easily put you on it.
No. He's in my spam already.
He's very happy to receive monthly contributions. He has a beautiful Kailo that puts the stuff out. He has about 20 volumes on Avodah Zarah and Erchin. He's his character.
I knew you would know that.
He's a good guy.
If anyone needs to be going in emails, we're happy to spread the light. So he brings a whole essay on this in Avodah Zarah. Taisus in Avodah Zarah says, Taisus Daf Hey says, Hayim Beis, he says, the Oibik HaChavim that makes a nether has a chiv to be Mekayim as nether. And Kiva Eger asks, and Gilian HaShas, has he Mekayim? Even if he says, Harei Alai, it's not a Ben Noyach, it's not Metzuvah on this. And we quoted yesterday, that's the question. The Mishnah Lamelech says, that once we are marbe ish ish, memelo, they're going to be chayat to be mekayim the nether, and he also says there's going to be bal yachel, and that's also where he says there might be a din of bal ta'acher. For a goy, yeah. This is the Mishnah Lamelech Hilchos Melachim Perik Yud, Halacha Zayin. Well, that's the problem. This is the. And Jonathan brought up a nice point that the man of Baal Ta'acher is three regalim. Why? Because you have the people normally bring their karbonis by the regel. You have to come anyway, so the Torah gave you as man. It's machlekes. We were machlekes tanoim. Three regalim, two regalim, kesidra, not kesidra, whatever it is. But it's based off of the fact that you get a few chances to bring, and if you delay, you're over on a lav. A goy, what would be this man for Baal Ta'acher? He doesn't. Thanksgiving, New Year's, and President's Day. What? Mishnah Melech has a clair. Yeah. You hear this, Reb Nosson? What would be this man for a goy? Reb Nosson? I have another joke. Thanksgiving, New Year's, and President's Day. Those will be the three we're going. What? A prime day, maybe. Prime day is a Shittu Chag. Yeah. So what would be this man? I didn't see the Mishnah Melech. Maybe he talks about that. I don't know. But if someone asks you in a Faher, how many mitzvahs b'nei noyach are there?
Seven.
Not seven. Eight. There's another one there. Oh, and yeah, there would be a din of Bal Yachel. Right. Saif. Call me Sosan Ben Noach Saif, yeah. Now, just to tee off the question or the essay over here, he brings an Avnei Meluim. I think we have to quote the Avnei Meluim. Where is the Avnei Meluim? The Avnei Meluim says, he says, of course, a guy doesn't have Bal Yachel. This is Simon Aleph, by the way, Navi Mulam, Amish, the first Simon. There's no Bal Yachel, there's no Moitzis Fasecha, none of that. Not one of the seven mitzvahs. But he says, since Amir Rosal Gvoyas, Kumisi Rosal Hedyit, comes out, there's a Kenyan Gomer, that the guy has, he says like this, not Al Habi Karbin, Habi Le Choyb Gomer, the goyvim in the chasam shibodim l'man the yomer shibuda diaraisa. He says the goy doesn't have, you know, for a nether of a tzedakah, he doesn't have, but the gvoya isba, this is lashon, aval gvoya isba mishum kinyin. Vafilu b'nei noyach mechuyim choy gomer u'b'ksiva kishtar v'zeh poshut.
And in the
shibuda diaraisa? If you're shibuda diaraisa, goy has a chiv moment, we know, one of the Zion mitzvahs. So if a guy has a chi of mama in one of the Zion mitzvahs, there's a chi of mama legavoya. And that's where, so he won't have the iser of Bal Yachal and Bal Ta'acher. We'll get Malkus. But the root of it, he does have. He has an obligation to God. He was Meshavet himself. He was Meshavet himself to give money to God, to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, to give, you know. Oh, so that's the big chiddush, yeah. You see from here that the guy has the din of Amirasa L'Gvoya. Because that L'Chaira stems from being a Yid.
That's a Shibra
Guf? L'Chaira, both. Shibra Guf. It's like a Chayv, it's like a loan. Oh, by, well, that's totally if Mamashkin and Isoy, by Korbonis. Korbonis, does Bezdin get involved?
Is this a theoretical, or is there, you know, the piece to it?
Well, there's going to be a...
If the, if, the
well, again, if they, let's say they're not Mekayim, they're Chayiv. They're going against their Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they'll be Chayiv in the Araisa, maybe they'll get even Misa. It can. The question is if Bezdin does it. That's it's a shayla by even by a yid if Bezdin enforces it, because we might be soymech will do it later. It's a shayla mamashkin and I soy by Baba Kama. One more thing. We fill in the daf.
Why? Maybe strictly they have not. They may not have three on shayla time. But they see it may be immediate.
Yeah, you see that. But that gets into the din of miyiko midi. You know, that's a. That gets into that. I was thinking about that also. There's a miyiko midi over here. How could it be that a yid is more strict than a guy? No one brings that svara. I was wondering that in a few places.
When and where does the chiyuv of start? I mean in his like we were bound by the Torah by Asina, right? The Rambam, right?
Yeah.
Kidanosha,
right? Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? If Kol Mitzvah that was not Nishnas,
right.
You want to know if it was there before Matan Torah?
No, I'm not asking you this. What is the Hachat Yisrael about that?
Right, well, that is the question. That's Rabbi Eger's question. What is Mechayev Goy in Baal Ta'acher? There's no, they're not mitzvah. Only mitzvah and Mishav Mitzvah Zach, which, by the way, were before Mount Torah, of course. Has nothing to do with Mount Torah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's from Kiva. I'm not answering Rav Kiva's question. I'm not, I don't have a mahalach in that. But that's really what he's bothering with. One more point here, then we'll go learn the daf, hopefully. Today, again, by the way, is very technical with a lot of drushes. So... Now, I'm not trying to avoid it, but hopefully we can go through. We can, sort of. I'm subconsciously doing that, but really consciously, I'm just saying that it's clever. We could go through it a little quicker, maybe. There's a big Ramban we said involved a Basra. The Ramban, this kasha is in the Tzoy Sachoshin, Simon Reish. Tell me what you think about this question.
Rebbe brought this up last time. I have it written down on my margin. He brought up this Ramban at the Ksais. It's great. It's beautiful.
It's I don't know how to. Well, let's.
Under
Eitzrach Chochma, Rebbe said. Yeah. Oh, very good. So the Olam knows it, but we'll go through it again. Chazor is the Iker. Okay. So the opinion, the sugya over there says that if there's a bar that. A bar of hektish that has mayim that comes into it. The rule is there's no me'ilah on the water that goes into the bar. And the Ramban, it's really, the Ramban is very, I don't know why everyone says the Ramban. It's really the Ran and really the Ran that says it there. The Ramban is like as sussum as can be, but they say the Ran is the pshat in the Ramban. Whatever it is, they say the Ramban says there's no me'ilah over there. And the Ran explains more in depth because there's no me'ilah unless there's kedushas peh, unless something was consecrated by mouth. I am makdish this, right? That's when there's a din of me'ilah. But if something goes into the chatzar of hektish and becomes kaddish through being nikne acquired through hektish, then that's not going to have a din of me'ilah. It has to come through kedushas peh. That's the Ran. That's what the Ran says. The Ramban says that, the Ran says that, yeah? Everything was done through Peh. Well, Chinuch.
Yeah.
What about Avodasa Mechan Chosan?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're asking.
You
hear what he's asking? Avodasa Mechan Chosan. How was there ever Me'ilah by Klisharis? You'd have to say that there was some level of Kedushas Peh.
Exactly. In other words, you have to bring it into Hektish's domain, and then to Chinuch is a different thing. Avodas Mechachasan just to enable you to use it, but when the person is Makdish the Klisharis, It's Kedushas Haguf. It's purchased. Remember, Klisharis are purchased from Trumas Halishka.
Right.
So it obtains Kedushas Haguf. The question is, can you use it in the service of the Beis HaMikdash? For that, you need Chinuch. But it's a different, it's a different realm.
Different, right. So you have some peg to make a Kedushas Haguf, but this, okay. This sounds like already a new category, a new thing. Okay, that's what I'm taking out from what you're saying. Okay. What? No, it's only by Me'ilu. Yeah.
You're not buying the Kuli Sharis without making it
covered. Right, so it wouldn't have Me'ilu. Wouldn't have Me'ilu. Yeah, but that might be a little different, because Kuli Sharis is a new din. It's not like... Yeah, I hear. I don't know. Yeah, right. Yeah, I hear. I don't know. All right, I don't know. I don't have the answers to everything. I just want to focus on that chiddush of the Ramban, because this sugya is a kasha on the tzoyseis on the Ramban. In fact, the tzoy simen reish simen aleph sifkot and aleph, that you have a raya from our Gemara, because fine, the Reb Shimon says there's a miyut, there's no meila by kachim of a goy, fine, but tape a clay that has kedusha, if it has kedusha, so in other words. The Tzais asks, what is Lashon? He says, He says, well, forget about the guy being Makdashim. Is it Hekdesh? Is it acquired to Hekdesh? Does it belong to Hekdesh? 100%. So how could this be any worse than a Chatzar taking Mayim of and making it Hekdesh through that? Over here, if you're going to hold this Me'ila, even where it's not through you being Makdashit, so who cares about a Goy? The Goy was Makdashit, but the Kedushas Peh is not what makes the Me'ila. It's the fact, if you hold that you don't need Kedushas Peh, you should have me'ila because it's already a king nikdil hegdish just for that, by virtue of that itself. So it's kasha. I don't know. Is it a question? I mean, based on the Brisker Rav, it's completely different. It's not. Even if you're going to say that the kinyan of hegdish is what makes it, but it has to come from a certain. It still has to do with the fact that it has a certain type of kedusha. The question is if this stems with the Brisker Rav. Achyezer, I think, time is this. It's a real kedusha. Yeah, fine. It's nikne, but it's nikne in a different way. It's got its. It's we discriminate. We put them in a different category. Kachim, okay. Nidrum and Darmin and Lavaski Yisrael, fine. We'll let you bring karbanos. Like Gemara says, they don't have a risui. Lavanei Artzal. So they're in their own category. You're gonna have, even if you say that you don't need kedushas peh for meilo, you still need kedushas Yisrael. Be mefalpal in this.
He's a terrorist? So he's a terrorist?
No, he brings a raya. He brings a raya to the Yisrael of the Ramban from our Gemara. You see that you need Kedushas Peh. Therefore, it's based off of a goy or a yid, whoever was Magdashin. Okay, I hope I did some justice to the din of Kachet. It's Gishmak? Okay, good. As long as it's Gishmak. Okay, let's learn. Rabbi Yitzchak, you probably know all this already. You know everything I'm saying. Mamish, yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak, Mamish, supposed to have you every day. To see you over there every day. Even with the small COVID, yeah. Okay. All right, let's learn the daf. Daf Memvav. Chutz min Hadom. The Mishnah had said that the dvarim she'en, that the she'en lehem atirin, which normally they don't have pigul, they're still going to have dinim of noiser tamei, except for dam. Dam is not going to have the din of tumah. Wait, let me read the Mishnah. One second. Dvarim she'en chayoven le mishum pigul, chayoven aleh mishum noiser, mishum tamei, chutz min adam, that's not going to have noiser and tumah. Even, right? Even though normally you don't need the dvar she'en matirin by tumah and noiser, Dom is different. Dom is different.
But Dom is having people, right?
No. No, that for sure not.
Where
It's not a niter.
For sure, no pigul.
The dam itself. The dam itself. Yeah. We're talking about the dam itself. Yeah. Okay. Now, menahani mili. So, what is the source of this? Amar ula, amar kro. Pasuk says, "Vanina sativ lachem, shalachem yehei." That's talking about the dam. The dam. It says there the word lachem, meaning shalachem yehei. So this. These sources are for Me'ila specifically, and the end of the Gemara, about the all the way at the bottom of the Yama, basically, we're going to come at how this is going to go back to Tumah, how this is a source for Tumah. But right now, we are referring specifically to Me'ila, and it says that by the Dam, it should be yours, meaning it's not considered Hekdish when it comes to Me'ila, it's considered Chulin.
What dinner are we talking about?
Me'ila. Oh, the Mishnah? Nicer and Tumah. Yeah, so that's the part, right. So if you look at Rashi, Amar Ula, Amar Kor, Rashi says, Hadu Ula lav hacha itmar, elagabi mi'ila itmar, besatis mi'ila. Tani ema elim bedamim. Bahacha hacha kama, Rashi says, Menani mili de masnisen, how do you know the Mishnah? Amar Ula gabi mi'ila, Amar Kor lachem, and Ula is going to say by mi'ila, the Pasuk says lachem, the Tanaj Rabbi Shmuel lachapir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hu. So that's the signaling of the Gemara over here.
No, we're not. The Mishnah says it's not time to measure it from Tomei.
I mean, you could say that. I just don't think you have to, because at the end of the day, you have three psukim. Is Me'ila Megala? No, you have three different sources. I don't think that's what it means. I think you have three different sources. One of them is Me'ila, and this is just a segue to those other sources, but not that the Din Me'ila is Megala on the other Dinim. I don't see what you're saying. What is the source that Tame and Noiser doesn't apply by Dan? And then we're starting off with Me'ila. That's what Rashi's saying. Not that I don't have to say the Tipalamus. Right, three different, here. I don't know if you have to say it's in Lamas. All right. Okay, Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a different source, that there's no Me'ila by Dam, Amar Kro, Lechaper Nisativ, Lele Me'ila, same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kro, Hu, Dam Hu. Hu Lefnei Kapora Kalach Kapora. It's the same status before and after. Ma Acha Kapora Ein Boi Me'ila, Right, we know, of course, something that's nasas mitzvasoi, something loses it, it's already been, its holy purpose has been fulfilled, so then it loses its status of being that holy for it to have a din of me'ila, nasas mitzvasoi. So after the kapara of the dam, for sure there wouldn't be me'ila, and we're making a hekish of who, it's the same throughout, hoichoi kabaroi. That it's going to have the same din before kapara as well. There's no me'ila. In fact, the Gemara, why don't you go the other way? Emel acha kapara because they kapara. Ma'al fe kapara yesh by me'ila. Amel acha kapara yesh by me'ila. What is the baseline reasoning? The baseline reasoning is it should have me'ila. It's a regular kachi gavoya, right? So maybe go the other way. Afel acha kapara yesh by me'ila. Zog the Gemara. That can't be. Emel acha dover shenasas mitzvoso yemoylem boy. There's no such thing that as nasas mitzvah, meaning the siba for me'ila is the fact that it's kachi Hashem. Once it loses that siba, it doesn't have it, because it's nasas mitzvah, so it doesn't have no more reason for it to be me'ila. So you can't come along and say such a thing.
It's interesting, because Rashi ties in, once nasas mitzvah, it's used already, so there's no, keeping the less they see over here, right?
Yeah.
There is still a Tzeret Tavaya.
What, after the Zrika?
Before. We're saying before, after the Zrika. before some late after.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, but that's the drusha.
Right. But I'm saying the whole reason
right.
Because
yeah.
It doesn't have a certain body element, this still does.
Right. So you see that in a few places, that even though the whole svara doesn't apply, that the din of the hekesh says, l'maisa, at the end of the day, that's the din, we carry it over. Yeah, you do see, that is, right, here it's not even shayach hasibo, but still would have an interesting type of drusha. You see that in a few places, you see that by Machazes, by Nerg Bal Yavar also, similar, there's a kosa. It's a drusha. Oh, so that's the reason. You can't have ever, Dovah Shinasas Mitzvah to have Me'iwa. In fact, the Gemara V'loi, Bahare Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, the service of lifting up the ashes from the Mizbeach and putting it on the side. Rashi says, Bahare Trumas Hadeshen, B'chol Yoyim Choyte B'machta, B'toyer Mas Hadeshen, Molei HaMachta, B'loi HaMachta Mimenu, B'noisim B'mizrach Shal Kevesh, K'dechsib B'somoy, and it says, you shall put it there. Mashma Shom Gniz, Gnizosam. Sham Nivla. That's where it has to say. Ama Asabano. So you did the mitzvah already. Now what mitzvah are we referring to? It's totally in the two pshatim and the kash and the teretz places over here, but you could have said it's referring to the fact that the burnt things on the base, on the mizbeach are already nasas mitzvosam. Yet what? That deshen is still going to have a din of me'ilu. Because it says you have to leave it. You have to take that deshen and leave it. Right? It's a little bit hard to hear that because it's only referring to the Trumas Hadeshen, but not the rest of the Tapuach.
What else would you be able to do with it?
What else would be the Pshat?
No, what would you do with these ashes if you didn't
leave it? So it's preserved.
What else if you didn't leave it? Oh, you mean on the side of Mizbeach? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you use it for fertilizer or something.
Yeah, it can't be used for that. It's done. Ashes have no
use it to put on the chassan's head by his chassan. Use it for shampoo.
For a marker. Does it put it on a
marker? No, well, that's the question. It shouldn't be, because it's nasas mitzvah, so you should be able to use it for whatever you want. The chiddush of the Torah here is that you're going to have a din of. Yeah.
Is it true that the nation itself?
Oh, so that's Taisa's Pshat Teretz. That's correct. That's very good. That's correct. Very good. So that's Taisa's Teretz. Because Taisa's asked from, right, Taisa's asked from Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, where there is no Dinim Tumas Adesh. So you see in his Kasha, that's the two lumbers. Those are Taisa's Veloz. Very good. Okay. Oh, so we have a case where you have something that's Nasas Mitzvosoi, and still has Me'ilah. So too by Dam. What's the problem? The Gemara says, no, that's different. Shem dehavi tumas hadeshen uvid de kahuna shnei ksuvan abon ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuvan abon ke'echad eim alamdim. Big de kahuna on Yom Kippur. It says over there, you shall leave them there. V'inicham shon. No, can't use them again. And there we see that by stois, even though it was nasas mitzvasan, you used it, you got to get a new custom suit next year. Right? So if that's the case, you see me'ilu even nasas mitzvasan. So we have two psukim, and therefore you can't learn out anywhere else. Everywhere else is going to have a din of Nasa Mitzvosei, like the regular day, Nasa Mitzvosei, and no Me'ilu. So that's the Gemara, Henichal Rabbanan Dam, Rabbi Yenicham Shom, Melami Shetunin. Gedizah, this looks like the Rabbanan who hold that they have to have Gedizah, you can't use them. El Rav Daisa Dam, Mutari Sein Lekoyin Hadjit, Ubovad Shol Yishtamash Ben Koyin Uyam HaKippurim Acher, Ma'ikil Lameima, Koyin to Rabbi Yaisi, there is no Isra, Rav Daisa. There's no Isra Hano. You could use it for a Koyin Hadjit, not for a Koyin Gadol, but you could use it for a Koyin Hadjit. So Vaiter, you don't have Shnei Ksuvin. We find the Nasas Mitzvosoi that's going to have a din of Me'ilu by Trumas Hadeshen. We're back to square one over here. How do you know by Dam there's going to be no din of Me'ilu before? So we are a new pasuk. We should have Trumas Hadeshen ve'egla rufa Shnei Ksuvin ma'kecha. V'chol Shnei Ksuvin abon ke'echa ne'im alamdin. Egla rufa, it says, orfu shom es ha'egla ba'nochal. And it says over there, shom tehei kvurosoi. Kvuroso. It shall be buried over there and shall remain over there. So again, egla rufa nasas mitzvosoi, after you break its neck, nasas mitzvosoi, and you leave it there. So again, nasas mitzvosoi, and still there's going to be an isra hamo. Yes. Korek sivvei kikachim. Yes. Now, is it a korban? Is it not a korban? That Rebbe speaks about a lot.
Is there a rufa shkita?
Yeah. Rebbe speaks about that. Rebbe speaks about
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Henich lamandi omer melamdin, elamandi omer melamdin, like lamemarat machlekes, if you hold saying tumen bokechelim melamdin or not. So if you go with the opinion who holds melamdin, again, what are you saying? You don't find the davar shenas mitzvos who is meila. You have two things. I why the Torah write it twice? Still, you could be melamed from it. So again, what's the source? Zadimara tre miutik cv. There's two miutin. Hachaksiv ha'arufa. Ha'arufa, like the hey ha'yudia. Only egla arufa is there a din of meila, even though it's nasas mitzvosoi. Vahachaksiv, and also it says by chumas adesh and the samoy. It. The samoy. It doesn't say the sum. The samoy. To exclude others. And therefore, you have two psukim. Okay. So this was all to just come explain the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, who? Why we compare with Nekha Parda? What's the problem? Nothing. What? It's good? It's just correction. Okay. Acha Kapara with Nekha Parda. That's, you go the other way around. So we answered up Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have, so the way Rashi says here, we're going in Rabbi Yochanan, we have a source from Meila. And now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would he need three psukim by dam? L'chafer and v'nasati lochem. So that's what Gemara's maskana here. Plus the kroy b'dam li, ah, the mati min ilo, like we just said, and mino yisru mitumo, avo pigo like tzorch kro. The tanan, kol shiesh v'matir in v'in l'odem in l'mazbeach, hayom an alo mishum pigo, v'dam gufe, matir hu. Dam gufe is a matir, places here v'shma'ir, if you can have two miyutim, what do you need two miyutim for? Places here v'mafla tre miyutik si, v'kosha, the b'chav sohi, one miyut's enough. What do you need two miyutim, just the, or in sharp over there.
Suspenders.
What?
Belt and suspenders.
Yeah, what do you need a belt and suspenders? Very good. I should just say quickly, Tysus over here brings the Rabbeinu Chaim. Back there, Rabbeinu Chaim, we know, Tysus Yiram Askel, who you think Kapara Kalach Kapara. I mean, the Gemara says in the Ila and a few other places that they would be mile in the Dam that would be Yarid with Nachal Kidron. I, it's Nasus Mitzvah, so
and it's
Dam.
Use it
for several. That's the whole problem. There is. My other boy, I would use it for several. That's the whole problem. Right? There's no Meila by Dam, Taisus asks. And so he brings the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Chaim. It's about 8 lines before the semi-wide lines of Taisus. Second set of semi-wide lines. Says Rabbeinu Chaim, "Hoy mefarish yoytzel nachal kudrin moel b'midiraisa shebezdin mekachin loysoy shalay yehenu mimenu b'loy pidgin." Says a thing, bezdin would do a new maisa hektish, a new maisa hektish to make it that they wouldn't be nene from it, so they'd be makdish it. So you could be about, you can't be nene with that from it, just to know this Rabbeinu Chaim.
Makdish what? The dam is in the Amman?
No, well, I don't know if it's a while. It's in the Yomo when it goes down to the nachal kidrin over there.
But that's how it goes.
That's where it goes down from, yeah. The Amma to the... So people shouldn't be nana without pidgin. So Bezdin should get more money. Yeah, it's going to have Kedushas... yeah, you see that... Right. You see, they were makdish to have Kedushas Bedek Habayis, yeah. Right, they wouldn't make it Kedushas Karbonis, right. Yeah. That's right. They would do a second consecrations. So they could get more geld. So it's a good way to get more money for the basic
needs.
What?
Just a treasury
gimmick. Taxes. It's an estate tax. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shloish krisis b'shlamim lama. You can look at the Rashi over here. There's three times where it says a chiyuv karis by tumah of kachim, tumas aguf, that is. Okay. The Rashi brings the three psukim. Why do you need three of them? So achas leklal, one is to tell us the general rule that there's an isra of eating kachim with tumas aguf. Ba'achas leprat, and one to specify shlamin. To tell us a din, Rashi says, "Davar shayu b'chlal v'yotze min haklal lamed loy lamed ha'atzmi yotze lamed haklal kul yotze." For those who say Rabbi Yishmael in the morning, the few and the far between, the few, the proud, that say Rabbi Yishmael, right? They say it. So it says one of the Yugim, I think it's number 8. It's the Torah specified shlomim, and Rashi says it's coming to exclude kochev ed kabayis from eating kochev ed kabayis betumas aguf. Okay.
There's no chorus,
no, I'm not sure. Yeah, there's no chorus. Well, we'll see Tosfos in the Gemara. We'll see. And one for the things that aren't eaten, aren't edible, inedible things, you're going to still have a chiyav tumah for eating it, right? That's we know the din of chibas hakodesh, etc. Rav Shimon d'amar dvarim shein nechalim ein chayavin lemishum tumah. Rav Shimon in our Mishnah who said that things that are inedible, like etzim and levoina, there's no chiyav mishum tumah. So what's this pasuk coming for? The extra one. To include the isra of tumah by chatois apnimius. Now we're going to go into the sugya of tumah by inedible things. Itmar. Tosus is what? Numi Rashi is I'm Omar, Lashon of saying. The problem really to start off with over here is that, I hate to start with problems, but the Gemara really before had said, I'm trying to find Tosus brings it, Amina Liel, Shalish Kuzmishon, right, because the Gemara just finished saying that Achas Leprat, Achas Levarm She'en Echolim. We have a pasuk which says clearly that there's going to be an isra of tumah by things that are inedible. So now we're about to embark on whether there's a machlekes by tumas haguf there's going to be a din of eating even when it's an inedible. In other words, we have an opinion that says that even by tumas haguf, if you eat something inedible, there's going to be a chiyuv. We're now about to say. That there's a tzad not to learn like that, and Tosis is bothered. What happened? Like forgetting the Gemara, we just learned three lines before. Tosis wants to say that this Gemara is only talking about the chiyuv of Malkus, but the chiyuv of Karis he for sure would have. Which means Tosis is saying you have a case over here where there's a chiyuv Karis where there wouldn't be Malkus potentially. Do we have other cases like that?
There are ten Mises Basin that are not Chayavei Karis. Ratzeach is one of them.
No, what about Karis without Malkus?
Karis without Malkus is if it comes from an Asay. For instance, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is from an Asay, there's Karis and there's no Malkus. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. But
the Kiddush Yadayim, it's an Asay, so it's Karis, but there's no Malkus. Also, Ivrat Divrei Navi. The Rambam has two or three of them he brings down.
But what about here we're going to have a lav. Here we're going to have a case of a lav. If you look at Tosis, Tosis Ibra Maschel Avol, Tosis says in the Teretz, Yesh Lomer, the Dabka Malkus Ka'amar, De'eno Loike, De'lo Yisrabu, De'eno Loike, De'lo Yisrabu, El Inyan Karis. That which we said the Reboy of the Gemara before, like as a Dabra Parsha, that inedible things is a Chi of Karis on. It's only for a chi of karis, but there won't be a chi of malchus. But that's a lav. Nefesh hashas yigah b'chol tomei lo yochal, right? It says, where do we have a lav that has a chi of karis without malchus? I don't know any other ones. We're going to bring a ribui. We're going to bring a psukim for that.
Don't we have the sugi of malchus yigimol? It talks about
chayvim yisus bezdin.
This is karis.
Yeah, because it's a lav shenitin lasoros misus bezdin. But let's say you have the karis. This is karis. No? Something to think about. The point I'm making, just in pshat, is that the Gemara just finished saying it, and we're like forgetting about it. Okay. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. We have a group of four people. Chad mehai zuza, v'chad mehai zuza, really it should be zuga. One from each pair, there was a machlekes between one of each pair of grouping here. Chad omer machlekes betumas basar. Aber betumas haguf debri akol ein aloike. The machlokes Reb Shimon and the Tana Kama, whether there's a din of iser tuma by things that are inedible. One opinion held of these rabbonim that the machlokes is only by tumas basar, but by tumas haguf everyone holds there's no malchus. Of the Eitzim. Oh, because the original source... Very good. Chefs in the Gabra. It's not referring to but the Reboys from the Habasar, the Rabbis. Right, we're not discussing Basar over here. Right. Person decides to have eat a piece of wood. Hungry, wants a piece of wood. And now that's the question. Who's Tame and what's Tame? So one opinion held that the Machlekes of the Mishnah is only by Tumas Basar. Why? Because over there you could at least say there's a Reboy, Baha Basar, which is talking about the Tumah of the Basar. There's a Reboy to say there's going to be an Isra of Tumah. Abu Batumas HaGof, where there is no specific Reboy, Divrei HaKol, Einoi Loike. Which means, according to this opinion, there's a Machlekes whether there's a din of Chivas HaKodesh to make an Isra Tumah, meaning Isra Tumah. I shouldn't say Chibas Kodesh. Whether it's an Isra Tuma on eating something inedible.
Based on the
Pasuk. Based on the Pasuk, yeah. One opinion held that the Machlekes applies to Tumas Gov and Tumas Basar equally. My Taima, what's the reason? We only have a source by the Tumah of the Basar, because he says it's like a Hekish. Given the Kareem, my Taima, given the Kareem Beba HaBasar, Sheyiga B'chol Tomei, Kareem Beba Tumasoy Olov. So the same pasuk, which is right, the pasuk right afterwards, which talks about tumas haguf, is going to follow up with the same dinim as the pasuk which talks about tumas basar, and that's why there's an opinion that holds, even though there's no riboy by tumas haguf, we're going to make a hekesh or borrow the same din from tumas basar to tumas haguf. That's one opinion of the two opinions of the pairs. Rav Tavyumi masni hachi. That's Rav Tavyumi though. Rav Kahana masni hachi. Chane Azuzah v'chane Azuzah HaSeifa and Reb Shimon. Charu b'machlekes b'tumas haguf. Abo b'tumas basar divrei HaKol. Like everyone agrees over there that you're going to get malchus. Because again, the underlying svara here is that the main riboy is by tumas basar. V'charu b'machlekes b'zu, kach machlekes b'zu. That's one other opinion of the pairs. And Abo Rabo, mistavik mandiyam b'machlekes b'zu, kach machlekes b'zu. My taimo. Even the like Karina baby to Masay Allah and Ichasa, like Karina baby Habasar, Shayiga Bachol Tame Loyachel. Right? Because he says the opinion holds, you go both ways. If you're all or nothing. Because if you're going to hold that there's a din of Tumas Basar by inedible things, there's also going to be a din of Tumas Agot. And the same thing vice versa. Because those two psukim go hand in hand.
So, either way, you're going to get cards.
Either way, according to that Machlaikis, the man Yomer who holds, that there's going to be an Isser Tumah by inedible things and a Chi of Karis, and the way Tysus learns that Gemara, a Chi of Malchus as well, it's going to be by both across the board.
Either if you tell me what it's done.
Yes.
Either way.
Okay? So Frek the Gemara, Bahamar, Mar, Barbosa, the Rabbis, Eitzim, Levoina, how could you have an opinion that holds that there's no Chi of Tumah on Basa on Eitzim Levoina, we have a Reboy. Everyone holds of the Reboy of Chivas HaKodesh. And for the Gemara of the Psul of Alma, it's just coming to say that there's a Psul. Look at this Rashi. The Psul of Alma. Look at this Rashi. Rashi says the Psul of Alma. But this is important. Look at this is important. Rashi says, Umayla Durabonani, Ukros Machta Ba'almahu. What's the Quran asmachta for?
That you
what? That you
fit with.
That there's going to be tumma, right? That there's going to be tumma. This is Rashi l'shitasoi. I can't find the Tosfos. Where was the Tosfos that's asked on Rashi that the din of psichibas hakodesh is diaraisa? And Rashi said before that it's the rabbanon. Because you could have learned this Gemara, not that it's a. The Psul Ba'alma doesn't mean that it's a Dinder Rabbanan, that it's Pasul. The Psul Ba'alma means you don't get the Malchus. The Basar's Rab is just being marbed that there is a Psul Tumah. Even though these things are not normally Makabal Tumah, there still is a Psul Tumah on them.
And that Psul Tumah is only Rabbanan?
No. That we don't see.
That's
Rashi here saying it's extended. The psul umayla d'rabbanan, Rashi says. The psul itself is umayla d'rabbanan. Maybe that's why it's Rashi says psul ba'alma. If you go lepois ba'alma, would mean to just make it psul, meaning that it can't be used as a carbon. But not that there's malchus. That's what the Gemara's girsa could be. But Rashi's girsa is a psul ba'alma, meaning it doesn't even, it's not even, ois kosher midyaraisa.
And therefore there's no
Malkus. But it's even more basic than that. Baruch David, do you know where this Rashi and Taisus is? The Machlekes Rashi Taisus.
If Chibas HaKadosh is the Raisa, we have it for us.
Lamedal.
Right. Also in Cholin, a few places.
Mashrashi, Joshua, Gemur, Vlayas, Machlek. Chibas HaKadosh, the Raisa, Vlaykapir, Shekunshis, Rashi says, oh, Taisus and Lamedal, Bafiu. Vlaykapir, Shekunshis, the lakamon the slave perik beisham the kama rabbanon rabbi this remains the lord mishal lepsul ba'alma pius pushes and drabbanon right taisus lamadalid remember this taisus and that's this Rashi that we just read over here and taisus lachayr how's taisus look at taisus at the end over there but the kama lakamon pius ba'alma hainu the lekam malchus eli isur the eli isur ba'alma right. So this is a huge machlekes Rashi Tosis, a shas machlekes study in this this Rashi over here. Okay, Zaku Mishnah. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. Yep. For six things the carbon has to be shechted for. Now shechted lavdat l'chayra lavdat means all the avodas. Rabbah, however, just says shechita.
The carbon you have to have.
Yeah.
My question
yeah.
Is in the
police definition.
What is dam? Dam
has spelled
double
back
as a
home. Yeah.
Clearly
no.
Is. Dam?
Yeah. Well, dam
is
I'm saying dam is a food.
It's
yeah.
It's
because
it's
there,
so it's
eaten. No. The darker lechel over here doesn't mean the din like we had by pigle. It means edible. Edible.
Yeah,
edible.
It's still feasible.
It's edible. Canned.
Canned
blood.
Blood is a good dish in England.
No. Blood is a food. It's a bloody food. It's a bloody food. It's an energy drink. Red Bull.
Okay.
Red Bull.
That's the Dam Lashara doing.
The red, red.
Paradum.
That's it. That's the joke. Red Bull Paradum. Okay. That's right. All right. Shame she's the Rabbi Dvorim and Zevach Nizbach. So the Rebbe knew what he said. The Rambam seems to say it's only by Shechita, but it's all the Dalar Avodos. What are the six things? The Shem Zevach for the specific carbon, like we know it has to be the Shema. Shem Zeveach for the specific owner, the Bailim. The Shem Hashem for God. The Shem Ishin.
Listen to what you're supposed to do?
Yes. The Shem Ishin. The Shem Reach. Rashi says we're going to explain what these means, what these things mean in the Gemara. The Shem Nichayach. And then Bachatas V'Oshem, you add on the Shem HaChet, the specific Chet. Omar Rabbi Yossi said, Ach Nishalaya B'libu L'Shem Echem Mikol Eilu Kosher, Shu Tanai Bezdin, She'ena Machshava Halechas Ala Achara Oidu. Rabbi Yossi said, there's a Tanai Bezdin that says that because the Oidu is like a stomach, Rashi says, Ilcha Chihavi Shalai L'Shma, Apagav Dabayla Amri L'Shma, Ila Midihu. Labadid Hu Tal Yomos, Ksiv HaMakras Oysoi Loye Kosher. Even if the Bailam, it's really not so clear what Rabbi Yossi is doing over here. Well, let's wait for the Gemara.
That depends on what the Rabbi is talking about. Who's Mashav is.
That's right. Yeah, but right. But we know there's a din of Stamul Shema. Okay, we'll have to. Let's hold on. And he said, well, yeah, the main chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is that you should not have Machshava because you might make, you know how it goes. Kol Hamosav Goy Reya. No, they're right, sir.
Don't overthink it.
Right, once you start overthinking, you end up in the wrong spot. Right? If you start thinking all the machshavas, don't think about a red cow. Yeah, don't go overboard. Chalamaisus goyleya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Amarav. Oyla l'shem oyla. Oyla has to be shechter l'shem oyla l'afuki l'shem shlomim deloy. That's what it means l'shma. Ishim l'shem ishim l'afuki kibobo deloy. You shouldn't have in mind to do it kibobo. That when you do it to make it different. Rashi says almanas la'asoyse chatichas tuyis b'kacholim. Carbonese. Yeah, barbecue. Don't have in mind. Don't don't have in mind to make steaks out of this, out of the carbonos. We've been saying this all the time. You know, there'll be in this. What was that, Rabbi Yitzchak? Lamb chop. Very good. Shkoyach. Lamb chop. Yeah. It means to be a carbon, not to have a steak. Yeah. Reach, Hashem, Reach, Hashem, Reach. Yeah, a good ruach, nachas ruach. Rashi says.
No, that's the next one.
So what is it? Did I skip something? Lafuki kavavu deloy reach Hashem reach lafuki oh the Gemara just said lafuki evarim shetzolim vehelavu deloy that a person should meaning this should be offered on the altar. For the ruach nachas ruach.
Not the
natural,
that's the next one.
No, reach. Reach, l'shem reach, lafuke evarim shetzolim v'helvim deloy. That it shouldn't become pre-singed. You shouldn't pre-smoke it.
You shouldn't say, don't roast it in advance, because then when you put it on the mizbeach, it's not going to smell good.
It's not going to smell good.
All
right.
All the good smell is when you first roast it.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Good. No, that's right. Yeah. I saw that also in Archbold yesterday.
You know how it is when you go to the time shalom for a little later, it's called Abdullah Domo, yeah?
No, it's the Domo.
Right, the smells. At 5 p.m. At 5 p.m., it hits. You go to Graze, you see the. Ah, Moerdik. Ah, you're making me a lot. Today we're having steaks. Today we're having steaks.
Welcome.
Oh, good morning. He says not, because why? Because the who this and the name of Rav. Evarim shetzolim v'helul the name of Emishim Reach Nichayach. Emishim Reach. Oh. Nichayach l'shem hanochas ruach. Nachas ruach l'boyim shalom. Give him nachas. Hashem l'shem mishalmer b'hoyah oilum. Maybe we'll stop here. We'll stop here for now.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.